Proclamation number 2824 of July 25th, 1943. Knowledge of the connection between spiritual forces and people. The connection between the spiritual forces and the human being is beyond his knowledge as long as he is in defense of his survival after death. As soon as he believes that his life ends with the death of his body, it is impossible for these forces to make themselves recognizable to him, because their activity requires an opening up, i.e., a recognition of these forces and the willingness to be permeated by them. Thus, belief in them is a prerequisite, and this is only the consequence of the belief in the soul's continued existence. The knowledge of the primordial beginning and final goal of the created is therefore necessary, just as man cannot believe what he is taught about it like a child. The constantly loving person will undoubtedly have this faith because the Spirit from God can work in him and guide his thinking in the right direction. Everything that seems unacceptable to other people will be understandable to him. He is unconsciously in contact with God, and even if he lacks direct knowledge, he will usually feel and think correctly. But people who stand apart from God, because they stand apart from love, seek to fathom nature, that is, the visible creations, through research, and their research only covers the period of their earthly existence. For them, everything ceases to exist as soon as it disintegrates, i.e., matter dissolves. And so they also regard the crown of creation, the human being, as a temporary creation whose existence only lasts as long as the body is visible on earth. They know that it exists, but not why it exists. They know nothing about the primordial beginning and the goal of this work of creation, and without this knowledge it is difficult for them to believe in the soul's continued existence. They could certainly come to it through serious reflection, but they lack the will to penetrate the pure truth. They are content with a knowledge that has many gaps and refrain from filling these gaps themselves. Instead, they build a wall of defense around themselves against intellectual influences. They close themselves off to the work of those forces that could guide them into the truth if people were willing. They deny every connection with the spiritual world and reject every instruction coming from them without testing the effectiveness of those teachings. They lack faith in a God of love, wisdom and omnipotence. Consequently, any belief in a connection between created things and their creator. And only the belief in this allows all things to be recognized as purposeful and created for a purpose. This purpose and the ultimate goal of all that exists must be recognized, otherwise the human being walks completely in error. The final goal, however, is the perfection of the spiritual. Final goal is the state of light, which replaces the state of darkness. However, since it is always a matter of beingness that is to reach maturity, the state of light must apply precisely to this beingness, which is then also in supreme power with the light. Every bear of strength, however, empties himself and again looks for powerless beings to whom he can communicate. Consequently, this powerful spiritual being is in the closest connection with the spiritual being on earth in order to let strength flow to it. The beings which are still inbound will also accept this flow of strength and thereby develop themselves upwards, but the human being, the most highly developed being on earth, resists it. It closes itself to the spiritual influx, for as soon as he rejects the giver of strength, he cannot be a recipient of strength, and he will deny spiritual strength as long as he is unaware of the primordial beginning and the final goal and purpose of every work of creation. Amen.